Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5.75, down 1 3/4 on the open. March, 5.85, down 8 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.29, down 8 1/4 on the open. March, 5.50, down 8. May, 5.65, down 6 3/4. July, 5.79, down 6 3/4 on the open. December corn opened at 381, down 9 1/4 on the open. March, $4 down 8. May, 412 down 8 1/4. July, 424 down 8. September, 435.5 down 7 3/4. December of 2009, 446 down 11 1/4 on the open. November soybeans open at 887 down 7 3/4 on the open. January, 896 down 8. March, 905 down 11. May, 918 down 9 3/4. July, 923 down 13 3/4. November of 2009, 932 down 10 on the open. December soybean meal open at 262 down $3 on the open. January, 262 down 480. December soybean oil opened at 33.60, down 42 on the open. January, 33.90, down 59. December live cattle opened at 93.90, down 62.5 on the open. November feeders, 130, down 35. December lean hogs opened at 54.50, up 2.5 on the open. And February bellies opened at 83.50, down 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Question that we've been asking all of our analysts for the balance of the week is, what does a Barack Obama administration potentially imply for agriculture?
Well, I think that chapter is still being written. I mean, I don't know if I want to get into particular personalities or, you know, what he may or may not do, but I think the market is acting typically on the election of a new president, and that does not necessarily mean a Democrat or Republican. I think the market would have been the same if John McCain would have been elected Tuesday night, is that when you're in a period of transition, and that is where we're at right now, it creates a lot of uncertainty into the marketplace, and you can kind of listen to the chatter on all of these business channels and that. They don't necessarily know what Barack Obama's going to do. We all know what his campaign was, but campaign is one thing, and then actual implementation of policies and ideas is another story. So what we're in is a state of uncertainty, and when you're in a state of uncertainty, that has a strong tendency to create liquidation pressures, and that is what we're seeing. I mean, stock market, people don't know if their taxes are going to go up, capital gains are going to go up or down, so don't necessarily know how this $700 billion bailout is going to be implemented, so you create selling pressure in the stock markets. Over in the raw commodity area, you have people have a lot of ownership of very expensive commodities that they got long the market back last summer, whether it's steel or copper or gold or corn or soybeans. All of your end users are working through that expensive inventory, and in the meantime, they're not doing much buying. You're seeing very profitable businesses that made money the last two, three quarters, but they look down the road and they say, man, the economy looks troubled. It looks like we're going into a slowdown period. So they should shut down even a profitable commodity. So everybody is kind of in the save your money mode. Nobody wants to spend any money preparing for rougher economic times. And I think that that alone continues to help strengthen the dollar. And of course, your European countries are in a recession also, so they're cutting interest rates. So then that has a tendency to support the U.S. dollar. U.S. government, we're going to have a lot of financing to finance. So that tells me interest rates are going higher, and as interest rates go higher, the dollar goes stronger. So we're in this period of uncertainty, and I think, you know, that is what's kind of negative this marketplace right in here.
So let's then go ahead and take all of that back to the charts. Essentially, for the month of October, we've been moving in a sideways range with the midpoint of those ranges for corn defined around $4.64 thereabouts, soybeans around $9 thereabouts. Do you see anything on the horizon that would suggest that, that we wouldn't continue to trade in that range, perhaps through the end of the year?
We don't know yet, but I do know that if this market is going to track seasonally, track the way it normally tracks, we need to start finding a way to the upside. We need to find an opening for this market to go higher. Otherwise, all of a sudden, the scales tip to a counter-seasonal move. And when you, and in this case, a counter-seasonal move would be to the downside as we finish November and we go on into the month of December. And when you get into counter-seasonal moves or the market goes opposite what it normally does, those are usually very severe moves, whether they're up or down. So I look at the chart and I see more paths to the way to the downside than I see paths to the upside. And that is kind of what worries me. The market needs to hold in here, or otherwise we're going to start teeing up a new leg to the downside. So I think we're kind of walking on eggs in here. The market needs to hold pretty quickly in here. Otherwise, I think the path to least resistance is to the downside.
If I remember last week, you said we were beginning a new cyclical cycle for the corn, and maybe we're a week or so into the cyclical cycle for the soybeans, with the potential for some strength to the upside over the next couple of weeks or so. This week's action then must be terribly negative to all that.
Well, it is, and what it does is says that the longer-term cycles are down, so therefore your shorter-term cycles are spending only a minor part of their phase to the upside and will spend most of their phase working lower. So it is a little concerning. And, you know, when you look at the trends are down. The long-term moving average systems that your trend traders follow all point down. So that continues to put pressure on your fund traders or index traders to liquidate. And we're still in a liquidation-type mode.
I wonder how much more liquidation there can be between now and the end of the year.
Significantly. I mean, the open interest is down significantly from the highs of the year, and there's still a lot of open interest that can take place. Like I said, the market, there's a shot here. I mean, there is a way to try to carve out a sideways bottom here, and then there's, you know, a path or two to the upside. But like I said, I think there's more paths to the downside of what I see going on in the outside market activity. You just look at demand, for example. Corn export sales are down 42% from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You got wheat export sales down 27% from a year ago. Now, soybean sales have been good. And, of course, we had a strong year last year, but soybean sales are up 15%. Meal sales are up a little bit, and oil sales are up. But when you look at export demand, corn and wheat are in trouble. Beans are the only thing that has any real interest in it at this time. So, you know, you look at the fall fundamentals of demand, corn and wheat are struggling in here.
And lastly, we have about 40 seconds or so. Define how severe a drop over what potential period of time that you talked about earlier.
Oh, I don't know if you want me to talk about those kind of numbers. First thing we got to do, I mean, before we talk about any big down move to the downside, we need to see new lows. If we don't see new lows, we're still can be in this path of tracking sideways. And trying to carve out some kind of sideways bottom in here, Dave. So I think maybe talking about the downside might be a shade premature, and we'll just kind of see how this market performs here over the next week or two and whether or not we can hold above those lows that we made here the last couple weeks.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana in the